This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, we try to construct an aphorism. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. An aphorism is a concise statement of a principle. It's just a bit more direct than an adage or a motto. The most famous aphorism of all is Hippocrates' statement about the art of medicine. Hippocrates said, "Life is short, the art is long, opportunity fleeting, experience delusive, judgment difficult." I want to try an aphorism on you. Years ago, after I gave a talk on technology, someone asked, "Do you mean good people make good machines and bad people make bad machines?" I didn't want to consent to such a simplistic statement, so I chewed the air for a moment. Finally, I was shocked to hear myself saying, "Why, yes, that's right. Good people do make good machines, and bad people do make bad machines." I'd been handed an aphorism that was both dangerous and compelling in its simplicity, so let's see how it holds up. First of all, I doubt I've ever met a wholly good or bad person, but I've certainly watched people act on both good and bad intentions. Second, it's very clear that machines reflect us, that we are what we make. That's why machines provide the metaphors we use all the time to make sense of things. We tell each other that a tornado descends like a hammer, an efficient person functions like a Swiss watch, a friend is an open book. A fine machine is the Cadillac of such devices. We look for the needle in a haystack. We stay out of the gears of a bad situation. A good basketball team works with clock-like precision. Our metaphors are technological. Our machines turn into metaphors because we build ourselves into them. Machines that survive are the ones we've invested with the best of ourselves when we make them. In 1883, a friend of Hiram Maxim said to him, "If you want to make your fortune, invent something to help these fool Europeans kill each other more quickly." By 1885, the brilliant and inventive Maxim had created the first single-barrel machine gun. It fired 666 rounds a minute, and it changed warfare. After the Russo-Japanese War, Maxim proudly said, "More than half the Japanese killed in the late war were killed with the little Maxim gun." So, was this a good machine or a bad one? Was Maxim a good man or bad? It all depends on how you hold each up to the light. Either way, the man and the machine mirrored one another perfectly. So my aphorism, or maybe I should call it a maxim, is circular. No matter how we define good and bad, it has to come out true because we are what we make. That's why good people really do make good machines and bad people make bad machines. The weakness in all this is it says nothing about the lingering age-old problem of telling good from bad. Nevertheless, it's a fact we should remember when we make things. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.